This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Ahmad Antoine, the 11-yard score as he stretches for the pylon. Tough yards, and Carr goes on to win 33-30.
Well, that's the sound of victory on Friday night. The Edna Carr Cougars of New Orleans getting the season off to a strong start. They're the two-time defending state champions in Louisiana's Class 4A football. And in a moment, we're going to hear from the Cougars coach, Bryce Brown. But this isn't going to be a conversation about designing successful plays or how to build winning football traditions. It's about a coach who's found his real job, who says his real job is working to keep his players safe, and in fact, even more than that, to keep them alive. Brown was featured in a recent Washington Post profile by Kent Babb, headlined, "Our Call is to Save Them." And Bryce Brown joins us now from WWNO in New Orleans. Coach Brown, welcome to On Point.
Oh, thank you. How you doing? Good. Nice having me on, and really appreciate you guys for the recognition and all that you guys do for society.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to have you on. And I actually want to talk specifically about what you're doing for the kids in your lives, in your life as a coach. But can we start by just taking a step back? And I just want to, you know, I want people to know, how is it that you got into high school football coaching to begin with?
Oh, well, I attended Grambling State University and played at Edna Carr High School under Coach Jabal Jaluk. And I played 3 seasons at Grambling and graduated in 3.5 years. And my former coach was still a head coach, and he called me up and asked me to come down and help him out. And as soon as I graduated, I started and I did my internship at Carr. And then that was it, the story has been written, and we still living it today.
Yeah. So, but did you ever want to coach at the college level, the collegiate level, or NFL even?
I've had a lot of opportunities to progress my career on different levels, but I think you know, if you be patient, you know, you'll make the right decision in time. And I'm not trying to rush into, you know, going to the collegiate level or professional ranks yet. So I'm just taking my time and still trying to impact young men every day.
Yeah. Okay. So we started this conversation by quoting the headline from the Washington Post, which was, "Our call is to save them." So tell me, I mean, do you really see part of your responsibility as a coach for these young men at Edna Carr in New Orleans? Do you see part of your responsibility is trying to literally save their lives?
I think so. I think if you look at the percentages of young men and the gun violence that's in our city, and I think you know, a lot of people, they really don't understand the magnitude of the situation where, you know, we see a lot of young men and teenagers killed every single day over, you know, silly issues. And, you know, sometimes it can be prevented. So I think our call as coaches is to try to save those young men and keep them on the straight and narrow path. I think, you know, the X's and O's part, that's fine. But I think at the end of the day, we're more concerned about, you know, if we get out of practice at 7:30 at night, you know, are our kids making it home safely? Mm-hmm. You know, because once we turn on the 10 o'clock news, it's always breaking news that, you know, it's a shooting here, there's a shooting there. So we're trying to prevent that.
Well, there were, the Washington Post says that there were 589 shootings in New Orleans last year.
Yeah.
Have any of your players ever been killed or injured by the violence?
Yeah, I lost, you know, my starting quarterback. And my first year as the head coach, he was a former player and played in 2010. His name was Tonka Tela George. And, you know, he attended Alcorn State University, that just graduated. And 2 weeks later, he came home and he was walking from the store and he got killed less than a block from his house. You know, senseless act of gun violence. But, you know, this was a kid who had did what we were preaching. You know, he finished college. He was on his way for a tryout with the New Orleans Saints. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, his funeral was at our high school, one of the only funerals that we had at our high school. And that was a reset moment for me. I think, you know, when that happened during my first year, you know, you saw the impact of not only what a coach has on a player's life, but a player impacting the coach's life.
I mean, did it change the way that you view your job, that you view football?
Oh, no doubt. I think, if I vowed to myself that I never had to do that again, you know, that was one of the toughest things I probably had to deal with in my life. Not only having to host a funeral at our high school, but to get it together and help his family and, you know, all the coaches in the community pitched in because, you know, who's thinking that a 20-year-old kid who just graduated from college, you know, walking from the store is going to get murdered, you know, two blocks away from his door, you know, when he has his whole life in front of him. We're not thinking about, you know, life insurance policies or nothing at that point. You know, we're thinking about, you know, his life going forward. And that ended abruptly. And you know, it reset me. It reset the whole community on how much we have to impact these young men with making the right choices and the right decisions.
Well, I mean, I'm reading here that Tonka George, who the graduate, the Edna Carr graduate, who you're telling us about, who was killed by gun violence, that he was supposed to be a symbol of making it, right? And that's what even just makes it so much even more painful that he was lost to this violence. So, I mean, so tell me, coaching is a tough job to begin with, but what other things? What are the kinds of things that you're doing off the field now? To look after the young men who play for you?
You know, we had a staff meeting yesterday, and a part of our communication with our guys is, you know, making sure that, you know, they're okay, making sure that they're home, you know, being in constant communication with them to make sure that they're making the right choices.
Can I just jump in here for a second?
Because
I feel like I'm going to have to do a little bit more to pull some details out of you, because I'm hearing the humble voice of a coach here. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you say like constant communication, we're talking about like you yourself, you're directly calling them a lot, checking in.
Oh yeah, that's just a part of the job. You know, you just don't sign that paper just for X's and O's. I think when you take on that type of responsibility, you not only become a coach, you become a parent. These parents are entrusting us with their kids. You know, we're spending more time with them than they actually do. You know, when I leave here today, I'm going to be with 110 young men, you know, for hours, you know, watching film and doing that. And it's a part of our responsibility, not only to make sure that they get home, but it's a part of our responsibility to make sure that they eat. It's a part of our responsibility to make sure that they have enough items for school. And, you know, that's just our call. You know, people and coaches talk about calling plays, but it's bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. I think if you see a positive impact and you can change a kid's life who's seen nothing but devastation his entire life and show him a different path, I think that's even more worthwhile than winning a state championship, than to change a kid's view on life.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Bryce Brown. He's head coach of the Edna Carr High School football team. They're two-time Class 4A Louisiana defending state champions. Bryce Brown and his team were profiled in the Washington Post a little while ago about Coach Brown's commitment to keep not only his team winning, but more importantly, keep the young players on his team alive and pushing back against the effects of all the gun violence that they have to face every day in their communities. Coach Brown, let me just ask you again, just to draw some more specifics out of you. You talked about bringing food to the home of some of your players, to ensure that not only they have enough to eat, but maybe just giving them one less reason to go out at night. So they're just staying at home and safe, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We get those calls frequently. You know, me and my staff, you know, sometimes it can be taxing, not on the pocket, but on the individual to make sure that kind of simple necessity is not overlooked. You know, some of these kids, they live in, you know, situations where their moms work at overnight, you know, 12-hour shifts, something like that, you know, where they don't have anything to eat at home. And I think that's a part of our responsibility also. I think when you become a coach and you become a mentor, that you sign up for much more than just winning. Yeah, we like to win and we love doing it, but if we're doing the small things right, and I'm talking about, you know, simple necessities of life, how we teach the game of football and how it relates to life. If we can do that, if we can reach the kid and then teach the kid, I think we can make an even more impact. I think that's the reason why we've had a lot of success, because we're reaching and teaching.
Mm. Well, in the Washington Post story, one of your players, a young man named Ronnie, we learned a little bit about him. Can you tell us about Ronnie?
You know, Ronnie, he's one of those kids who, you know, he started off his freshman year. He quit at least 10 times. And, you know, he quit not because he was giving up, but he was quitting because that's what he saw his whole life. You know, that he saw people give up and quit. And, you know, that's what I'm talking about with, you know, these kids come from these situations and they think that it's normal.
Yeah.
So it's a part of our responsibility to reset that state of mind. I think, you know, for Ronnie, you know, his freshman year, he had a rough freshman year at Carr, and, you know, seeing so many guys playing before him, he took the easy route and quit. And now he's an all-state running back now, and he's doing great things. And, you know, he's been in situations to where he was on the wrong path, and it was up to us as the coaches to not only just see that correction, but see it through.
Yeah.
I think that's once we correct something, don't just stop. Don't just give up.
Yeah.
See it all the way through. Make sure that kid is continuously making the right decisions, because making the right decisions becomes infectious also.
Well, let's get a call here. Lonnie is calling from New Orleans. You're on the air, Lonnie.
Hi, Coach Brown. I just want to commend you for what you do. And I work in substance abuse treatment here in New Orleans, and I see it in our city with the opioid epidemic. You never know what these kids are going through at home, what their family life is like, whether they have parents that are even really there, you know, like you have the potential to be. And so I think the fact that you're stepping in is a wonderful thing, and you're a real hero for our community.
Lonnie, thank
Appreciate
you so much
that.
For your call. Coach Brown, you want to respond to Lonnie? Tell him a bit more.
You know, and I think that's, I really appreciate that comment, but you know, it's just not me. It's my entire staff. It's the whole school. It's the whole Inspire NOLA brand about reaching kids and teaching them also. I think, that's what we have to maintain. We have to maintain our integrity as adults, because we've been called to do something that's much bigger than, you know, winning championships and winning games. We've been called to help. We've been called to be guardian angels almost. So I think, you know, if we keep that mindset, you know, not only good things are going to keep happening for the kids, but good things are going to happen for future kids, because they're going to want to come to a place where that's an environment, a positive environment like that, not only seeing where they live, and, you know, the things that they're going through at home. And if Carr can give you a sense of normalcy, mm-hmm. almost, then I think that's worth it.
Yeah. Coach Brown, I want to be honest here for just a second, because there is a part of the Washington Post article that said that just last year you got an offer, or at least you were in talks to consider joining the staff of a college team. Is that right?
Yep. You know, that's quite often, you know. I think, you know, Kent, he's pretty, he knows how to put his words in an article. So he did a great job with
well,
that. But
I'm not hanging that on you, but I just wanted to, mm-hmm. to say that, because it's what he wrote next that really just got me, right? That you wanted to share the possibility of you leaving with your players.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the Washington Post article wrote. It said, one by one, hands went up. Who's going to bring me something to eat? Who's going to buy my school shirts? Who's going to be here when I need someone to talk to? And then Ronnie, who we were just talking about a second ago, he told you that you can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about that moment, about how much, what that meant to you, about the, I mean, it told you what how much it meant to them, the efforts that
yeah.
you were doing for them.
Then, you know, I appreciate those guys. You know, one thing that we teach at Carr is appreciation. And, you know, I don't want to be, you know, the guy who slip out the back door. You know, if I'm going to teach accountability, then I'm going to start with myself first. And I think, you know, that was a powerful meeting. And you know, I understood where the guys were coming from. And you know, we have a real open door policy in how we communicate with each other, because, you know, that's a part of the process too, trust. And I think, you know, for the most part that, you know, when kids have questions like that, it's not about, you know, scholarship offers or coach who's going to call the plays, coach who's going to run the team. It wasn't even about the team. It was about, you know, just life in general, you know, depending on people to take care of them. And you know, as a young teenager, you have to be able to express yourself too to, you know, adults who, especially, you know, a person like myself who, cause sometimes come off as not the easiest person to talk to when I have my mind made up. So, you know, but I appreciate the kids for that moment. And that was a very powerful moment.
Well, I guess it's one that matches the powerful moments that you're bringing to their lives every day, bringing that food, calling them up, just keeping them safe, as we've been saying. Bryce Brown, he's the coach of the Edna Carr Cougars in New Orleans. He was recently profiled by the Washington Post in an article headlined, "Our Call is to Save Them." We have a link to that at onpointradio.org. Coach Brown, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.